The vendors have increased, but the number of buyers is decreasing. Used clothes and shoes are sold at this roadside market, which has been here for decades. But business is not what it used to be.
I have been selling used shoes for a long time. It is only this year when prices have shot up so high that there are no customers. People have no purchasing power. I'm struggling to feed the children.
The Pakistani rupee is at its lowest against the dollar and commodity prices at their highest in 70 years. To keep the economy afloat, the government has borrowed from allies like Saudi Arabia as well as loans from the International Monetary Fund. Facing a double whammy of austerity and inflation, people are complaining about essentials being too expensive, from food to fuel and utilities including electricity.
I've had a lot of hope in Prime Minister Imran Khan's government, but we've been totally disappointed. Even people like us, who have never had to look for bargains in the street, are struggling to afford basics.
Political parties in the opposition have called their supporters to the streets in protest against inflation and say they will march to the capital if the economy continues to decline.
Pakistan's rate of inflation has risen in the last few years to 9.7%. In the last 3 years, the prices of basic food items have skyrocketed. A kilo of sugar now costs 90 cents instead of 35. A liter of milk costs 70 cents instead of 55. And the basic staple, a bag of flour, is at $3 instead of $2.
The government says the price of wheat in Pakistan is half of what it costs in neighboring India and Bangladesh. And it blames a global increase in oil prices for the surge in fuel and electricity charges.
Currently, our country is in a state of hyperinflation. There are many reasons behind it, but one of the most important reasons and the most visible reason that one can identify is the incompetency of our government.
Not the case, says the Prime Minister. Imran Khan blames the previous governments for the current economic troubles.
I'm happy to announce the biggest welfare program in Pakistan's history. Yes, there is inflation in the country, but we should also look at what the government is doing to alleviate the situation.
But near the Prime Minister's house, buyers and sellers in Islamabad's used items market say their incomes are no match for Pakistan's inflation. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.